Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we will be talking about overcoming gray areas. Now, what does that mean? That simply means when the Bible doesn't say, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, is it okay for you to do that thing? Well, many of people use that crutch, say, well, the Bible doesn't say I can't do this, therefore I can do it. It's not wrong. There's some truth to that, but they're also wrong in that statement when we examine what the Word of God says. If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, it reads as follows. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Wow. I think that makes it very clear there. Let's break this scripture down and see what it says. It says, all things are lawful unto me. That means, sure, God has given me certain things, and therefore I can exercise on those things that he given me. But he goes on and says, yeah, I have given you those things, but are they expedient for you? In other words, are they profitable unto your soul, your spirit? So the thing that you're trying to decide on if it's okay to do based on God's word, you have to judge this thing and say, hey, is it going to be beneficial for me? And then that should give you an indicator of what God thinks of it. You know, an example that people use a lot is, hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a tattoo or piercing. You know, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not get tattoo, thou shalt not get piercing. But are those things beneficial to you? That's your question. You know, and there's this great movement going on is, what would Jesus do? I think that's a great question. Do you think Jesus would get a piercing? Do you think Jesus would get a tattoo? Would people listen to someone like that? Probably not. But the scripture goes on and says, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So in that thing that you're trying to do, will you be in bondage after you've done it? In other words, will you be worshiping that thing more than you're worshiping Christ? Will that thing bound you up with a certain group or category that limits your ability to praise God? In other words, will this thing not help you? That is the bottom line. You know, a lot of people want to say, the Bible does not say thou shalt not do this, therefore it's not wrong. But the criterias or the principles of God stand sure. We always need to run down what the Bible says about a particular situation and then see how it measures up. And if the Bible is not very clear, that's where the guiding principles of God's word takes effect. First, you want to ask, is this thing going to be beneficial to me? Is it going to edify me? Number two, will this thing bound me up? Or are you going to be brought under the power by this thing? And thirdly, what would Jesus do? Remember, your body is the temple of God, and you're no more your own. If you're Christ, you're brought, if you're Christ, you've been bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, when you're in those gray areas, think about those three things and give God the praise.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.